This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Overnight, the U.S. ratcheted back slightly from the fiery rhetoric used by President Trump in response to North Korea's missile tests and threats. Diplomatic efforts to ease tensions are ongoing, North Korea said today. It was drawing up plans to fire test missiles into the waters near Guam, which is U.S. territory. If tensions increase, there are many potential costs, including, economists say, to the world economy. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that.
The Korean Peninsula would likely take the brunt of any conflict between the U.S. and North Korea. South Korea's economy, which accounts for about 2% of global GDP, would likely be hit the worst. Anthony Cordesman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the global supply chain for many things would be affected because South Korea exports a lot.
It produces automobiles, but also produces auto parts. Wireless communication equipment is obvious. It has a key role in global flat displays.
In fact, more than 40% of global LCD screens are produced in South Korea. Another concern is what North Korea's principal ally, China, would do. Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group, says tensions could easily lead to a Chinese and American trade war.
This kind of a conflict would dramatically impact the two economies in the world that, in a sense, are most interconnected.
Of course, if China or other countries, say Japan or Russia, got into a military conflict too, the cost in economic and human terms would be enormous. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.